The saturated fat thing is fascinating because I want people to hear that saturated fat is not necessarily bad, that it is something that can be helpful in many conditions, but that's with one big caution, is to avoid what I call sweet fat.
Hi, I'm Kaya Perowit, one of the producers of The Doctor's Pharmacy. Consuming natural, whole food-based, healthy fats is absolutely critical for good health. Even saturated fats can be part of a healthy diet, and yet we've been conditioned to believe that unsaturated fats from vegetable and seed oils are best, and that things like butter, coconut oil, lard, ghee, and other saturated fats are toxic. In their recent conversation, Dr. Hyman and neurologist Dr. David Perlmutter delve into how saturated fat develops such a bad rap, and why what Dr. Hyman calls sweet fat is the real villain.
And the reason that saturated fat, I believe, causes, and I want to hear your opinion on this, causes problems in the research, which can correlate saturated fat with disease like heart disease and other problems, is that when those studies were done, they're done in the context of people eating saturated fat in a high starch sugar diet. I call that sweet fat. Think of donuts, french fries, ice cream, cookies. These are high fat, high sugar combos that are deadly. So the caution is, if you're going to eat saturated fat, you can't eat a diet high in starch and sugar. Yes, high in carbohydrates, right? Plant foods. I always say 75% of your diet should be plant foods in terms of starch, not in terms of starch, in terms of vegetables. In fact, most of your diet should be plant foods by volume, but they have very little calories, and most of your calories should be fat, but it's not much volume. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, sure. And I would say let's even take this, unpack this further. And it doesn't even have to be in relationship to eating carbohydrates, simple carbohydrates, because the data comes from these studies that look at calculating the amount of saturated fat in somebody's diet based upon the foods that they eat. Then they calculate, well, this person eats, a bunch of beef, they eat a bunch of bacon, et cetera, they get a lot of saturated fat. Well, as we talked about earlier, those are the wrong kinds of foods for many, many reasons. Mm-hmm. So this is a calculated determination of saturated fat. It's not a biochemical demonstration that saturated fat does something in the body. Mm-hmm. It's people who ate a diet higher in saturated fat, which delivers lots of toxins, because these are foods from animals that have been fed, as we said earlier, garbage. That's where those saturated fats, how they're delivered to the human body. Mm-hmm. So it's not a clean type of study.
Right.
It doesn't relate to telling a person to take a tablespoon of organic coconut oil. No relationship whatsoever. Look, 50% of the fat in human breast milk is saturated fat.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
So basically breast milk is almost as much saturated fat as pure butter.
You bet. And why is it there? Because it helps for brain development, helps for immune system development. It helps prime.
It was 25%.
50% it's of the fat. It helps
but
prime.
25% of the calories in breast milk is from saturated fat.
Yeah.
And we're told
to
get less than 5% by the American Heart Association. So according to the American Heart Association, we should ban breastfeeding.
I mean, it wasn't long ago when we were told not to eat avocados or nuts.
Yes.
Because they had high levels of the dreaded fat. That was about the worst. And we know where that came from now. We know how medical literature in the late 1960s was tainted by industry, by sugar, who influenced what was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, as recently revealed in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and ended up on the front page of the New York Times.
Yeah.
And, doctors bought into that. We bought into what our journals were telling us, and it was patently wrong.
Not only are these saturated fats more flavorful and nutritious than commonly used vegetable and seed oils like margarine, canola, safflower, corn, and soybean oil, the saturated fats also hold up better to heat, meaning they are less vulnerable to breaking down and turning into rancid, oxidized fats when overheated. When it comes to saturated fat, quality is paramount. There is no monolithic saturated fat. The saturated fat in a fast food bacon cheeseburger will have an entirely different effect than saturated fat in coconut oil. Remember, you don't need to live in fear of fat. The kind of fat you eat is what matters most. Focus on eating a diet of whole foods and unprocessed junk. I hope you enjoyed this mini episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy. Thanks for tuning in.